And hello.
And welcome to the Lionel Shipman Ship Shape Your Finances Show on the CWR Network. I am your host, Lionel Shipman. Thank you so much for tuning in. And again, Happy New Year to all of you, to all of my returning listeners, and for new listeners as well. Well, we have a great show tonight. Tonight, we have a very special guest. She's been on the show before, but she's returned again on tonight to share some of her wisdom and knowledge. I have Miss Keisha Rivers here in the house tonight. We will be talking about revolutionizing, can't get my words right, revolutionizing your resolutions and setting yourself up for success. So you don't want to miss the main segment, so please stay tuned in. The call-in number tonight is 917-889-8078. Again, that number is 917-889-8078. If you would like to submit any questions and comments just regarding the show in general, you can please visit my website at www.shipmanconsulting.com. Click on the Contact Us page and leave your question or your comment. Also, by going to my website, if you have missed any of the past episodes, I have archived the shows on my website. And feel free to listen to all the ones that we've done up to this point. So you can actually listen while you're driving, while you're working, or while you're exercising. So, also, please connect with me. If you haven't connected with me on social media, I am on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. I also have a YouTube channel as well. So please reach out and touch me through those channels. And make sure that you're sharing the show with your friends, with your family members. Get them tuned in to the show as we progress throughout the year. I want to give a big thank you to all of you who have purchased my new book, Sacred Vows, The Knot a Knot. I pray that it is a blessing to you, and for those of you that have it, and if you don't have a copy, you can get it on Amazon or at Barnes and Noble's. I want to give a huge thank you and shout out to the Barnes & Noble here in Brandon, Florida. They will be hosting a book signing for me as well as some other authors here in the Bay Area on Saturday. That's this Saturday at the Brandon Town Center. If all of my Tampa listeners or St. Petersburg, any of my Florida listeners, come out. I would love to meet and greet with you and get your autographed signed book on Saturday at the Brandon Town Center beginning at noon. So it'll be from 12 to 2 p.m. I will be there as well as other authors, but I do want to give a big shout out to Barnes & Nobles for hosting that. I want to try to move on through so we can get to our main segment tonight. But before we do that, I always want to go over a segment that I call In the News. Of course, you know me. I'm always perusing the websites and news media to try to pull out something that I think will be vital to you. Well, I came across an article from the CNBC website. Here's the title: Holiday Debt Piles Onto Already High Credit Card Balances. Yes, we're back to credit cards again. As of September the 30th, according to the, I guess, the most recent data from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, credit card debt is roughly $808 billion. Now, that is actually $280 billion more than the previous record that was back in 2008. And you know what happened in 2008? That's when we had the economic crisis. And here we are. We are exceeding it right now. And it seems as if they are predicting that credit card debt will probably cross $1 trillion by the end of 2018. So hopefully you're not included in that number. You've heard me say oftentimes about credit card debt. I actually did a show talking about credit card debt. So I would encourage you to go back and listen to that segment talking about credit card debt. We got to get it under control, people. We have to get it under control. But the article mentioned a couple of, I guess, useful strategies to pay down credit card debt. Number one is you should consider transferring your balance onto a 0% credit card, meaning if your credit score is high enough, you may qualify for a 0% balance transfer offer. You may want to consider doing that. That way you have a 0% interest for sometimes it's 12 to 18 months. And if you, you know, push yourself and pay the balance off, you can pay the balance off without any accruing interest. And the second tip that the article mentioned was to strategize your repayment efforts. Now, it gives you you've heard me talk about the snowball effect or the snowball method of paying off credit cards. You know, they are suggesting that you pay off the high interest cards first. Well, for me, whatever method that works, do it. Make sure you pay off your credit card balance. That's what I want to convey to you. Pay off the credit card debt. Don't have debt lingering on and on month by month by month by month. And as far as Gump would say, that's all I'm going to say about that. Now, we want to try to move on to our next segment. So we're going to take a quick break. And we'll get back to our guest in our main segment. Stay tuned.
To the Lionel Shipman Shape Your Finances Show with host Lionel Shipman on the CWR Network.
Hi, Mom. Is Claire's birthday party today? Me again, Mom. Where did I put my history book? Hi. Sorry, forgot one last thing. Sometimes it's hard to concentrate. At school, I start looking out the window, and then I forget what I was supposed to be thinking about. I know it seems like I don't care, but I do. It's just difficult for me. Love you, Mom. Bye.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive. Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Lionel Shipman Shape Your Finances Show with your host, Lionel Shipman, on the CWR Network.
All right. Well, welcome back to all of my listeners. We have a special treat tonight. I have a returning guest, a special guest, very good friend of mine, colleague. She was on the show last year, I guess around about October of last year, and just want to reintroduce her to all the new listeners. She is a speaker, a published author. She holds a bachelor's degree in elementary education from the University of Pennsylvania. She has a master's degree in curriculum and instruction with a concentration in teacher leadership and development from the University of New Orleans. She's the founder and the chief outcome facilitator of the CARS Group, specializing in providing personal and professional strategic development services to small businesses, organizations, and individuals. Now, she has a lot more on her resume, but I'm going to stop here so we can give time to my special guest. You've heard her before. For those that haven't heard it, you're in for a treat tonight. Keisha Rivers. How you doing, Keisha?
I am great. How are you, Lionel?
I am doing wonderful. I am starting the year off right, excited about what's going to take place throughout this year, but I'm so glad to have you on the show again tonight.
Well, thank you for having me back.
Yeah. Now, for those that don't know you, I mean, I only gave, let's say, a brief intro, but I always like to focus on that your title of Chief Outcome Facilitator. Now, you introduced yourself the last time, but if you can please share with the listening audience, talk about your profession, first of all, as a Chief Outcome Facilitator.
Well, there are a lot of people that when they're looking for someone to assist them in reaching their goals, they will typically look for a coach or a consultant. I've used the title strategist before because I deal a lot in strategy. And Chief Outcome Facilitator pretty much just means that on facilitating the outcome that you want. So whatever it is that your goal is, wherever it is that you're trying to get to, I work with clients to, one, clarify the vision to make sure that we have a clear idea of where you're trying to go. Two, I assist you in developing a strategy and an approach in terms of why we're doing what we're doing. And then thirdly, I work with you to actually create an action plan and a set of action steps that we know is going to get you from where you are to where you want to get to. So, and I'm the chief because I'm the owner and I'm the owner and the founder of the company.
Perfect. Great. Thank you so much again. Now, of course, we just concluded 1 year, and we saw the ball drop in New York City and around the world, basically. And we entered into a new year, 2018. So glad to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
We hear people talking about their New Year's resolutions, you know, from losing weight to, you know, that they gained during the holiday season. I'm one of those. Hey, I'm one of those blessed ones. I have a great metabolism, so hopefully no one will hate
you.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said, I hope nobody will hate on me tonight. But I didn't gain any weight, thankfully, but I did eat a lot. But you have so many people that they're wanting to lose weight. They're starting, you know, their new exercise regimen. They're either joining the gym or they're wanting to do things differently in their relationships, or they want to kind of do some new strategies for their career and their business. And, you know, we hear it all the time on television. They, you know, talk about the goals, talk about the resolutions. You hear about it in print advertisement. You hear it on the radio. So everybody's kind of focused on that right now. And unfortunately, you know, historically, roughly 90% of the people who make those resolutions, they're going to throw it out the door in the next 30 to 60 days. It's going to be gone,
mm-hmm.
forgotten. And
mm-hmm.
people pretty much go back to their old ways and habits. So, Keisha, help us out here. What's stopping them, or what's preventing people from sticking to their goals?
Well, there are two prevailing reasons why I find that people start things and they stop. One is that you really don't have a clear vision of exactly what it is you're trying to achieve. For example, people will say, oh, I want to lose weight, or, oh, I need to get in shape, or I need to tone up, or, you know, I ate too much and I'm feeling like, you know, my clothes don't fit, so I need to do something different and do something better. Or they'll say, you know what, I really don't like my job, or I don't like my situation, I need to earn more money. They speak in generality. And when you speak in generalities, you don't identify and you don't connect to whatever your goal is. So I've had people that say, and I've done it, I've said, you know what, I want to lose 5 pounds. I need to lose 5 pounds. I should lose 5 pounds. You know, technically it's 10, but, you know, who's counting? But this is what I need to do, and this is what I want to do. So I say, hey, I'm gonna join the gym. They've got a special. I go in, I get my enrollment free waived. I go in and I do the little, you know, I get the personal trainer that shows me how to do stuff. And then, you know, I go on my exercise regimen and I'm going to the gym. After about maybe, you know, I might be motivated for about a week or two.
Uh-huh.
But after that, the first time it's cold outside, or it's raining, or I don't feel like it, or you know what, I was going to get up early, but I didn't. And over time, it doesn't become that important to me because the motivation for it, you know, the excitement for it has waned. More than likely, the reason I got up to do it was because something motivated me to start. So, but if I had a picture in my head of, you know what, there is a certain dress that I need to get into because I want to wear it to an event, and I have a picture of the dress that's on my mirror every day, or if I bought the dress and I have it hanging up and I'm looking at it, then that is an ongoing why. That's an ongoing clear picture of what I'm doing and where I'm trying to get to. Because I can picture myself in that dress. I can picture myself going to the event that I bought the dress for. But if I just say I want to lose weight or I want to tone up, that's not giving me any clear vision or clear picture of what it is I'm trying to achieve. So when people talk about it, and I know from when, you know, people talk to you about their finances and they're like, well, I need to reduce my debt. Yeah, you do, but you don't tie that to something specific. Now, if you said, I'm buying a house in 12 months, or I'm buying a new car, and you have a picture of the car, or you go to the dealership and you sit in the car and you test drive the car, now you have something that when you don't feel like it and you want to buy those extra pair of shoes, or when somebody gives you a sale paper, they say that, hey, you know what, we can take this impromptu weekend away that's going to cost you more money, or go to Vegas, or do whatever that pulls you off of your budget, you have something else that is now keeping you on track because you have a clear picture and a clear vision of what it is you're trying to achieve. And so for most people, they don't have that. So therefore, the motivation's gone. So therefore, I don't have anything that I want to stick to.
Wow. That's, you know what, every time I talk to you, I have to make notes. Hopefully, listeners are, you hopefully have a pencil and pad. I mean, so it's, you got to have a motivational type goal, not just a goal, but you're saying to see yourself around a lot more than just that one thing. I mean, you used the example of, you know, just losing weight. Yeah, it's great to lose weight and be fit. But you say you can see yourself in that dinner dress. You can see yourself, you know, in other avenues, and you can see yourself, you know, maybe dancing a little bit more spry than what you used to. So that's eye opening. I mean, because then I look at it from the financial perspective. Yes, I talk to people all the time about getting out of debt, but it's good to get out of debt. What's the purpose behind it? Are you wanting to, like you said, save up for a home, open up a new retirement account, start a college fund? There's so many different ways to look at that. That's fantastic. I told you every time I talk to you, I learn something.
But the thing about it is, and that's why when I work with my clients, I always talk to them about having their vision of success or their mind movie of success. And the way I tell them to envision it is this. If you were, you had achieved whatever your goal is, say you are, and I work with a lot of people that are in business or they, you know, are trying to advance in their career, or they're starting a nonprofit or a small business. And so what I do is I tell them, I said, okay, imagine a day in your life when you have achieved the goals that you have set out. And all of a sudden, Ellen or Oprah or 60 Minutes or Good Morning America, they decided they're going to profile you because you did such a great job in achieving your goal. So on the day where you have achieved the pinnacle of your success, whatever it is you're trying to go after, they decided that they're going to send a camera crew and they're going to follow you around from the time you get up in the morning until the time you go to bed at night. So what are they going to see? And now this makes them sit down, and I have two cars, I have a house with a two-car garage, I want specifics. I want the alarm clock goes off, and as the jazz music comes on and starts playing softly, the sunlight from the sunrise over the ocean bathe my face, and I immediately open my eyes to the sight of the ocean and the waves breaking over the surf. That's what I want to see. And the more specific you are, the more this now becomes a part of you. And you hear people talk about their why all the time. This is something that makes your why tangible. It's something that makes your why real. Exactly. And specifically, if you're going into finances and you want to get out of debt, okay, what does getting out of debt look like? What does that do for your life? How does that change your life? I just made a goal that I was going to now decide that I'm going to buy a home in a year. So I had to picture, okay, what kind of house do I want? Do I want a townhouse? Do I want a condo? Do I want something that's big? Do I want something with a garage? Do I want something in a certain part of the city or in the country? What does it look like and what does my life look like as a result of me achieving this? So then I sat down and I wrote out what my day in my life would look like in my new place. What kind of, how would I decorate the walls? What color would it be painted? All of that. Because the more vivid you can make the picture in your head, the more vivid you can make it and the more real it becomes. And when it becomes real, then you don't have to keep motivating yourself to do it. All you have to do is look at your mind movie or look at the script that you've written or the description that you've written about your life, about your day in that life, and now that gets you back on track.
Wow. You've painted a great picture here. I mean, to follow. So what would you recommend, I guess, the best way to get started? I mean, is there a certain method, recommended or advisable method that you would say to just get started? Would it just start by writing down exactly
yes.
what I want?
That's the
okay.
first picture. The first step is you have to visualize what your success looks like. Because one, if you don't visualize what the success looks like, you never know, how are you going to know when you reach your goal? So you have to visualize what the success looks like, and you have to write it down. It's not just
okay.
enough for you to visualize it because, you know, you have a lot of people that do vision boards, and they'll cut out the pictures, and they'll put them on the boards, and they'll, you know, usually the boards end up in the back of the closet somewhere. But even if you hang it up, you know, even if you hang it up, it's still just a collection of pictures. You need to make the pictures connect to you by writing a story that stars you in the story. So what I tell my clients is write down the vision, write out the vision, make it plain, make it as detailed as possible, use your imagination and go wild with it. And after you've written that down, then you pull out and you do the next step that I call deconstruct to reconstruct, and you pull out different parts of that and you say, okay, what's needed to make that happen? And you just start writing everything that's needed. So if I say that I want to buy a home in the next 12 months, what's needed to make that happen? Okay, you have to qualify for the loan and, you know, decide how much money I want to spend on a home. So what's mm-hmm. needed to make that happen? I need to do some research and find out what homes cost in that area. And then what's needed to make that happen? Okay, I need to go online and Google. I need to go to some real estate websites. I need to be able to take some time and do some internet searches and maybe go drive around some neighborhoods. Okay, what's needed to make that happen? I need to decide where I want to buy. What's needed to make that happen? Okay, I need to sit down and determine my pros and cons of where I want to be. So then after I've done with that, now I move to the next thing. Okay, what's needed if I want to actually purchase the home? Okay, I need to make sure that I'm qualified. What's needed to make that happen? I need to pull my credit reports because I got to make sure my credit is on track. What's needed to make that happen? You know what? I might need to work with a financial planner or with a credit repair specialist or with an accountant because, you know, hey, I need to file taxes or I need to go do this. I need to find out what the qualifications are. What's needed to make that happen? I need to talk to a realtor. So every time you ask the question, what's needed to make that happen, it gives you an action step. It tells you what you need to do. And so everything that you write down now becomes your blueprint of what you have to do. And it tells you step by step what you have to do. Because after you get through asking yourself what's needed to make that happen, by the time you get through writing out everything, now all you do is you look at the steps that you have and you say, okay, so the very first thing I need to do is I need to figure out where I want to live. Once I figure out where I want to live, then I need to find out what the price of houses are in that area. Now that I know what the price of houses are in that area, now I need to know how much money I'm going to need, but now I need to talk to a realtor. Then I talk to a realtor and I say, okay, this is what my situation is. This is what I'm trying to do. You know, they give me a blueprint of what are the other steps I need to do and need to take to get myself prepared. And then I go through the blueprint from that. And then the other thing that's key is that you have to take these steps and you have to put them on a time frame. You can't just say, I'm going to buy a house or, I'm going to pay down my debt. No, when are you going to pay down your debt? Are you going to pay it down in 5 years? Are you going to pay it down in 2 years? Are you going to pay down 50% of it in 6 months? You have to put a time on it. If you don't put a time on it, then it's just sitting out there forever, and you decide, I might do it or I might not. Have a goal line. Have a date when this is going to be achieved. And then based on the date when this is going to be achieved, then you can go back and say, I said I was going to buy a house within a year, but the house I want to buy looks like it's about $500,000. I don't make that much money. Okay, I'm not doing that in 12 months, not legally anyway. So I need to adjust this. Either something needs to adjust on the income side or something needs to adjust on the time side.
Absolutely.
Now, so you're able. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so you're able to adjust. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you said something as you were talking, a thought came to mind that in order to have a certain level of success, you have to put in the work. So
mm-hmm.
and I like how you're giving detailed steps to reach that goal, but we all have to come to the point to where we have to dedicate time and you got to put in the work in order to get there. But I
mm-hmm.
love how you broke down the steps to get there. It you make the process a whole lot easier than what we may have previously thought.
Mm-hmm. And the number one reason why people don't succeed with their goals and they don't achieve what they've outlined, they don't stick to their resolutions. The number one reason isn't because they're not motivated anymore. The number one reason is because they're lost and they don't know what to do.
Hmm.
Going to the gym does not equate to losing weight. Depending on the way your metabolism is and your body works, sometimes you can go and work out and you can gain weight because you're gaining muscle. I'm that type of person. If I go to the gym and I lift, I'm going to gain weight because I'm going to gain muscle. I bulk up. But if I go back and I say, okay, I want to become toned and I want to become healthier, now I measure that differently. I measure that by how my clothes fit. I measure that by how I feel if I go, jogging, which I don't run. But, if I just go for a power walk or I go hiking, if you see me running, somebody's chasing me. That's all I'm going to say. So
I was going to say something. You beat me to the punch, dear.
That's exactly how it works for me. I don't run unless there's chasing involved, and that's not a good thing. So
in working with your clients, what are the most important steps to creating success that you and your company provide? Let me ask that question before we.
Well, the main thing that we provide is like I said, we help people to work with them in order to fine tune that vision of success, because we take it deeper. If someone comes to me and says, I want to open a business. Okay, what kind of business do you want? What does it look like? How many people do you have working with you? What are you selling? How often are you selling? Are you the one that's doing all the work? Do you have other people working for you? We ask those probing questions that helps you to fine-tune what your vision of success is. And then based on what it is you're trying to do and what your time frame is, then we work with you to come up with a strategy to get there. Because it's not enough to have a vision or a picture or your goals, and it's not enough to have a list of steps or to-do list of things that you have to do. You have to understand the strategy. And a strategy is basically an approach. It's a plan. It's how are we going to do this, and what order are we going to do this, and how are we going to measure our progress to make sure we're getting there. And
okay.
A lot of people
now,
miss that piece.
Okay. Now, do you have any new projects coming up in the next couple of months?
I'm always working with new clients. And one of the things that I decided to do is instead of just working with individual people, because I find myself saying the same thing over and over again. I have actually shifted my business model to go back to my first love, which is teaching, and starting to actually host more educational and teaching and collaborative groups. Because one of the things I realized is that when I work with people, if they feel like they're by themselves and they don't have support, they're not going to keep going. You know, they'll disappear, they won't get any they won't maintain the momentum. So one of the things that I'm doing is I'm starting off this year, January 20th actually, I'm doing what I call Mindset to Mastery Make It Happen virtual retreat. And it's an online 2-hour mini retreat, mini visioning session, strategy session, and action planning session. And it's going to be held online via video. And what you're going to do is we're going to meet in a small group with the people that register. And we're going to actually, I'll walk you through the steps of actually putting together your vision of success, your action, your strategy, and your action planning.
Oh, fantastic. Now, how can people contact you? Or do you have like a website that you can mention here for the listeners?
Yeah. The best way for them to contact me about the working with me is through what I call the website is mindset2mastery.com. And it's mindset, MINDSET, the number 2, mastery, MASTERY.com. They can also go to CARSGROUP, CARSGROUP.com, go to the services tab, and then you can get to Mindset to Mastery from there. And the reason I call it Mindset to Mastery is because I first have to get them to understand what it is they need to do mentally before they can begin to master the process and the steps to be able to achieve their success.
Fantastic. Now, you know, I could go on and on. And it's never, I have more information than I do time. And I know that there's a lot that you can provide to us. I wish we had more time. Of course, Keisha, I'm going to ask you to come back again sometime during the year, if at all possible. Are you there? Oh my gosh, I've lost Keisha. Well, that was a fluke. All right. Well, for those that are listening, that was Keisha Rivers. Somehow we've lost her. Keisha, are you there? We've lost her at the moment. But please take advantage of what she has to offer. That website again is www.mindset2mastery.com. And you can reach her directly regarding registration for that event that she will be hosting on January the 20th. Hopefully she's back on. Keisha, you back on? No?
You're getting good.
Keisha, okay, now we lost you for a moment.
I know. You have to love technology. I heard that you were giving them the website again. And one of the things I always tell people is, it's one thing when you hear something and you think about it and you say, oh, you know, that would be great if I had more time or if whatever. This particular event is one that I made it a point because it's a group session and because people will be able to work together. I made it affordable. So right now, early registration, it's only $59 for that. Considering that's the beginning of the year, regular registration is $79. So it's something that's affordable, and it's going to give them the same information that they would get if they were working with me individually, except at a much, much, much more affordable rate. So consider this my Happy New Year gift to everyone.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Keisha. And as always, it's a pleasure having you here on the show. And like I said, we will be talking more. We just don't have time to get as much as we want in, but we try to squeeze it in on every ounce that we can get on each show.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much again, Keisha, for being the guest here on the show.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a wrap for tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Lionel Shipman Ship Shape Your Finances show. You can catch my show on every Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, remember these words regarding your money and your life. Give cheerfully, spend carefully, and invest wisely. Talk to you next week. Take care.